Live and local. Our headlines this morning: a service of Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue open Sundays with a special menu featuring some classic Bobby D's favorites along with some of Bobby D's chef's creative culinary barbecue creations. That sounds good. See you this Sunday at Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. It is 7:48 and a Friday morning. Hello to our good friend Amber Haig, owner, pharmacist, Haig Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th. Amber, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Ron. Good morning. How about you guys?
Doing good here today. Thanks for taking some time to join us, as always. Well, I'll tell you what, Amber, I have run into a lot of folks, in fact, more than just a handful, that have been hit with COVID here recently, some harder than others, so it's still out there. And where are we on the COVID vaccine front?
Absolutely. We're seeing lots of positive cases, lots of people who are sick. And yesterday, the FDA did approve the new and improved COVID vaccinations. You know, we've been told it'll probably be mid-September before we get those. We'll hope for that a little bit sooner, but we've got lots of calls coming in. Of course, with all the illness and stuff, people are becoming mindful again that it is still out there and wanting to protect themselves. So just stay tuned. We'll definitely keep you guys posted as those vaccines become available.
Yeah, please do. What about the flu vaccines this year, Amber? Have you heard anything?
You know, we will probably start seeing those trickle in at any time. You know, they have done a really good job over the last couple of years of, even if we don't get our full shipment, we do get a partial shipment that comes in. Just to get us started. So we'll hope to see those anytime, really. So, again, we'll keep you posted.
All right. And Amber wants to take a moment to thank all of the fine folks that work with Haig Pharmacy, their patients, and maybe pass along some advice on how to make your trip to the pharmacy quick and easy. How do we do that, Amber?
Absolutely. You know, we just want to give a big shout out and a big thank you to our patients and our community for sticking with us and giving us the opportunity to help take care of them. You know, since last December and some changes locally with some pharmacies, every pharmacy's a bit nutty. It's been that way since then. And we're certainly very busy at Haig Pharmacy. Again, with it's a great situation to be in. We just want to make sure that we're able to provide that top-notch customer service that we're known for at Haig Pharmacy. And if patients can just help us by giving us a few days' notice, when they call in their refills, give us a little time to take care of you. Don't wait till you run out. And just be mindful that if you need refills, that does take a little bit longer than it used to. And then, of course, we are dealing with drug shortages. So there's a number of different things that can affect, you know, our ability to get things to you. Just as the community's being hit by illness, we've got 27 people in the building, not all there at the same time. But we're not immune to having illness as well among our staff, and so we've been a bit short-staffed here and there. So just give us a call, give us a text, let us know when you're going to be headed our way. That way we can make sure that you're ready. So, again, we just want to say a big thank you to everybody for allowing us to take care of you.
Yeah, think ahead a little bit. That's sound advice. Amber, thanks, and stay cool here this weekend, okay?
You too, Ron. Thanks so much. Everybody have a great weekend.
Amber Haig, owner, pharmacist, Haig Pharmacy, 1400 West 12. Thanks, Amber, for joining us here on Fridays. KVOE Live and Local, 753, 63 degrees. Good morning.
I recently saw one of the strangest and coolest things ever. I was at the park with my kids, and I know what you're thinking.